DJ W Mobile.
Big guy, KN4 VWA.
Want to check in and good morning to you two. Oh, good afternoon. It's 3 minutes past morning. I have started checking the weather and the wind again, like we were doing when we were flying regularly. So I am. That's a first sign that things are moving in the right direction. How about you? How are you doing?
City of Moon and his wife have just are in the midst of COVID. So, you know, that model group that we have on every Thursday, his wife came down with it last Sunday, and I kind of told him, I said, well, bud, maybe you ought to stay home Thursday. Well, it's a good thing I did, because Wednesday night he got it, and now they're just both trying to get past it. But it seems that this replicated strain is not quite as bad as the original in 19, so I'm hoping he's going to be just fine.
The end state is probably just going to be like another variant of the flu. Right? It was just a really strong one that came through in 19, and it's going to get weaker and weaker, and then it's going to be like the flu, and then it's going to be like a cold. And it'll be nothing big at one point in time. But hope we don't get another one of those anytime soon.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been going through hand sanitizer like crazy. I go in and out of a public place. I go in, I do my thing. I don't touch my face at all, ever. And when I come out, get back in the car, I use my sanitizer before I get back in. I'm trying to take every measure to avoid it.
By going to the airfield and flying, you're out in UV the whole time. You're getting bathed in UV the whole time you're out flying with your head in the sky.
Correct, sir. But I'll tell you what, we ain't going to be flying this coming week, from what I understand. And right now we're running a steady 10 to 12 with gusts, supposedly gusts up to about 16 to 18. So I'm already doing the same thing you're doing, looking at the AccuWeather wind reports, that and the probabilities of snow and or rain and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I really would like to get back in the air, but hey, what is your temperature threshold, about 60?
See, but I did go a few days when it was colder than that, like 54 to 58, something like that. If the wind's not blowing, you know, the mid-50s are fine, but it's got to be no wind to go below 60.
Just pulled into the Hacienda, and you know my windsock? My windsock is horizontal right now.
And for 2 days, and then it's going to no longer be an issue because it's going to go down to 6 or 7 mile an hour winds, you know, wind gusts. It's going to go down really low in a couple of more days, but the temperature's not going to let up. Temperature's going to stay pretty low.
It is about that little polar express that's coming through. Man, up in the Midwest, they were getting like 9 below in what's the primary state where they're campaigning right now? Is that Iowa? I believe it is Iowa. 9 below last night without the windshield factor.
Yeah, in Iowa, they're supposed to get down to, with the windshield, when the night to go boat, it's supposed to be down to minus 34 windshield factor, which, you know, the guys out in the rural area, they got to keep their animals alive. They're not going to get to go into where the caucus is to do their thing. That's going to, I mean, maybe, I don't know, that will have an effect, you know, if it comes to voting or for your livestock, which one are you going to take care of?
Oh, I am just glad that I am in the sunny south. I like it here. It's got its issues. We've got crap roads, but I like it here. So, anyhow, that's my story and I'm sticking to it, Bubba. Well, so how's everything else? Everybody doing well at your house?
Knock on wood, the new year's kicking off with a bang. We're enjoying the new year. I did think I heard somebody else that came up there when I keyed up. That's why I let up, but then I didn't hear anything. So if there's somebody else in there, go ahead.
Again, I am trying to retrain myself not to be so quick on the stick.
It's easy to say, but it's hard to do, like a lot of things in life, right?
I'm trying to teach myself to do a 1, 2, 3 at least before I squeeze the trigger.
Apers will help you with that. My apers sometimes throws out a beacon, and I have to wait for it to finish doing its thing before I can key up. Have you heard from Phil, W4NGU? He was thinking about being a net control operator, and he had to get an antenna or two up or something like that. Have you heard from him lately?
He's trying to get this massive antenna up, and the thing weighs 85 pounds. It's 36 feet wide. It's got a wind load of like 10. And he was trying to put it up with a real heavy-duty rotator on Ron 25, and I kept telling him, check your specs, check your specs. Well, the god of radio over at the Greer Club told him, he says, you're crazy, you can't do that. So he's going to put up a VX series tower like mine that he has. And he and I have been kicking around the specs for the concrete base and how I did my tilt and all this and that and the other. And he's cheating a little bit because he's got a building standing right next to where he's going to put his tower up. And it has two stories. So it's got a door, like a barn loft door, going into the second story. So he's going to use the flooring rafters and the building as his winch tower. Instead of a winch tower, he's going to use his building to raise and lower his tower. Oh, man. So anyhow, he is hot after getting his tower up. And I think once he does that, yeah, you might just have yourself a net controller, because he should have such solid coverage at that point to the repeater, he should be good to go.
Good. I had to pause there, not because I was exercising self-control, but because I was at the window. But that's good. Hope he gets that up and gets it running real soon, because we could use a couple more. You got any interest yet? Could I stir up any interest in you?
But you let me get my extra, okay? And after I get my extra, there is a remote possibility, yeah.
That thing's like every single day of the week, or every day of that day for the month. It's like, there's a spot on a Saturday that's open. There's a spot on a Friday that's open. And what else? There's one more spot that's open. The last three Mondays of the month. And sometimes there's only two. So it's like something you might do once or twice a month, and that would be about it. Not a really huge commitment.
I realize the system and the way the schedules run. The only snag for me, and you know, we have just bought that camper, so from about April or May through about September or October, our travel schedule is going to be volatile. It's going to be determined as to where we can get reservations for spaces and when. So that's the other issue. And believe me, according to the boss, that takes precedent over anything else.
AW Mobile, and that is completely understood, and there are a lot of people that have that kind of thing that happens, and what we do is we just swap out with other people. I'll take your Tuesday if you take my Saturday, or something like that. I mean, a lot of that goes on. I'm sure you hear that every now and then, people swapping out. So that's no big deal. And then I'm there to cover anything that doesn't, you know, the remainders, right, the crumbs. So that's not an issue. Now, one of the things to think about as well is, like Johnny likes to do, when we have an event that falls on, you know, that covers 9 o'clock at night, because the net's every night at 9, he loves to throw in there, can we call them, right? Which is something you might want to think about. That might be something to add to your challenges for camping, right? Throw an antenna in the sky. It can be one of those little roll-up J-poles, right? Pull it up into a tree and call the net from a remote location if you don't go too far off.
I wonder, Murray. Oh, that's one of our favorite spots, is down there at Dreer Island. And over at the, well, you know what? There is a possibility it could happen from Conneros State Park over towards Hospital, towards Lake Hartwell. So, that might even be fun.
Exactly. You spice it up a little. you know, and maybe by that time, Sue will be reading or doing something. She'll be occupied, and you won't be nagging her.
Well, I'll have to tell you about that off air. Yeah, she, well, you know, I've got that Trans World now, and I finally got myself, I don't know if I told you, I finally got a FT-450D for my traveling radio so that I don't have to drag my 991 around, and man, that combination is solid, so she doesn't mind me setting up that Trans World on a campsite and firing up. And, you know, she'll sit, look at the sunsets and the water and all this business on our, because we always camp right on the water. And she'll say, where was that one? what language was that guy speaking? Was it, it's supposed to be English, but it wasn't. What is that? So, anyhow, I'm hoping, she says no every time I mention her getting her license, but I'm kind of hoping to, you know, stir up enough curiosity where she might, you know, kind of get at least her technician.
Yeah, well, I try that same thing. I have not been successful with it at all. I don't know. Maybe one day things will change. You never know if you don't keep trying, right?
Absolutely. So, anyhow, in the meantime, it is what it is. So, like I said, let me finish getting my extra. And I am diligent in that path. You know, just as soon as that happens, I'm thinking, well, you know, since I have an electronics background, I may even try to take the test before the end of the classes, if I get confident, you know. So, anyhow, at that point, I'll let you know.
The class, is that the one that started on the 9th? Okay. Well, that's pretty good classes. I think you're going to enjoy that. And when you're ready, you know you're ready. When I was studying for mine, I was going back and forth to Charlotte every day, and I was studying it on, you know, I'd burn questions on the CD, and I'd listen to the question, I'd answer it in my head, and then the CD would pause a minute and tell me what the right answer was, and then I would know if I got it right or wrong. And when I was ready, I was ready. I looked up where's the nearest test, and it happened to be in Atlanta. So I took a trip down to Atlanta that weekend or whenever that was during the week and passed the test. So when you're ready, you'll know you're ready.
See, the thing is, let's see, I was too quick on the trigger again. The thing is, in conjunction with the classes, I run the practice tests constantly. I haven't started doing that yet. I figured I'd get into the classes by about 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'd start running the practice tests and trying to get ahead that way. But, yeah, running the practice tests over and 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 over.
And that gives you a good opportunity if you don't understand why you're missing something to, I mean, I don't know how crowded your class is. I know they opened it up from 25 to 40. But I don't know if it's filled up with completely 40 or if you get a chance to ask questions. but that's a golden opportunity. You know, you can listen to the YouTube video after the class is over, and you get a lot out of that, but nothing like being able to ask in person, right, in the class. I mean, you know, virtual class.
And I picked up a book not too long ago. It's kind of like Extra License for Dummies. And, you know, it's really good. It gives a common speak explanation of every one of the questions.
And I am about to turn in the driveway, so it's good talking to you this morning. Looking forward to getting out there flying some more. Maybe I'll go ahead and mount a camera in mine so we can practice with the goggle stuff when we go back out there in the Pixar. Anyway, good talking to you. I'm going to go in here and eat some lunch. Have a good day. KM4BWA, W4DJW.
Dave, do you remember the Little Rascals?
Absolutely.
You're from the circus with Alfalfa and Spanky?
Yum, yum, me, yum, up.
KM4BWA, clear.
I do remember that, and I remember the one guy, too, and another one that used to say, I love to play tackle. Anyway, take care. Have a good day. W4DJW, clear.
You, clear.
Hello? I'm still hanging around listening.
Well, hey, was I correct in my explanation of your procedures going on?
Of my business? Yes.
I may have expressed too much there, Dave. Sorry about that, Phil, but anyhow, he was asking, so now you're going to have to be a net controller as soon as you get your tower up. Bye! KM4BWA, clear.
Steve is doing it from my mom's house when I'm over there two nights a week, and have those time slots open. But I'd have to put an antenna in the attic. Maybe one of those beams you saw in the attic is what I could do.
I thought, Phil, and it works great. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. That before DJW pulling it in the carport.
An antenna over there shouldn't be any problem. As a matter of fact, I've got something over here at the house you could set up as a quick tower. It would probably take you up about 18 feet, run a couple of guys, and then stick a Dynamex 50 on top of it for temporary. Man, you could be on the air. And I know in that location there at Roper Mountain, you shouldn't have any problem hitting the repeater.
Peter sitting in the driveway in the car, but it's an HOA, so I can't really do that. But where y'all eating lunch?
Dave just picked up something, and he's taking it into his better half, and Sue is off at a dance recital for her granddaughter, and I just pulled back into the hacienda, so I don't know what to do there. She may be out eating lunch right now. Are you on your own?
I'm on my own. My wife and daughter went to Weaverville. Her boyfriend's, he's on staff at a church, and they've got a satellite location that did a hard opening this morning. And they went up there to support him. And so I'm on my own.
I'm calling her right now to see what the score is. If she's eating lunch with them, that recital was supposed to have been at 11. She should have been done long before now. So I'm calling her to see what the score is. Maybe you and I'll go get some lunch.
Well, don't push it too hard. I got plenty to do this afternoon. I was going to try to jump on before she got back. But you can let me know what she says.
It's a voicemail, so I don't know what's going on. That thing, I can't imagine them running that late. So, anyhow, if she calls me back in a few minutes, I'll give you a holler, okay?
Okay. W4NGU, clear.
KN4BWA, clear.